We need first to understand the immune system.
Personalized vaccines maximize the immune response.
The project has planted the seeds of collaboration.
Participant plays an important role here.
Clinical trials are currently still not inclusive.
The vaccine aims to generate an immune response.
It's highly immunogenic.
Vigilance remains essential.
Include people with immunocompromising conditions.
Children, adolescents.
Vaccines have saved countless lives for centuries.
Hello, and welcome back to RBD Cove Talks, your go-to podcast for all things vaccine clinical trials, proudly brought to you by the RBD Cove Project. As we enter the final stretch of our project, and thereby of the podcast journey, we're excited to bring you a special trio of episodes reflecting on the progress, impact, and key lessons from the RBD Cove Project. In this episode, called It Starts and Ends with Us, Community at the Center of Research, we'll be taking a closer look at how the community engagement campaign was built and why inclusion and diversity in clinical research are more than buzzwords. They're essential for impact. We'll speak with Tanya Sanchez and Apostolos Kalogiannis from the European AIDS Treatment Group, our RBD Cove partner leading on community engagement. They've played a leading role in making sure the voices of affected communities are not just heard, but actively shape the direction of the project. So whether you're a researcher, a health advocate, or simply curious about how vaccine trials and community engagement really work behind the scenes, this episode is for you. Tanya, let's start at the very beginning. What is this community engagement campaign all about? What did you set out to do?
This campaign is really a reflection of what we believe community engagement should look like in practice. Real, visible, and meaningful. We created it as part of EATG's work in the RBD Cove project. And our goal was simple, to showcase what happens when affected communities are included in clinical research from the very beginning. The campaign shares stories, visuals, tools, and experiences that highlight the importance of co-creation, lived experience, and inclusive language. It's all about setting a precedent. We didn't just want to inform, we wanted to really inspire action. If we could create something that makes other organizations ask themselves, how can we do this too? Then we've done our job.
Thank you, Tanya. Apostolos, the campaign's slogan is, it starts and ends with us. What does that phrase mean to you? And how did it shape the way you designed the messages?
It starts and ends with us means that communities must be at the center of research, not just included as a checkmark, but truly embedded. We are the first to be impacted by public health decisions and too often the last to be consulted. This campaign was our way of flipping that model. It is about saying if we want better trials, more trust, better outcomes, we need to recognize community members as partners, not subjects. That approach doesn't slow down science. On the contrary, it strengthens science.
Tanya, this campaign uses mainly social media clips and interview-based videos. Why was this format important?
This format was really important because engagement isn't one size fits all. People have different levels of access, understanding, and trust, and we needed to meet them where they are. We chose a multimedia because our interviews will have subtitles in different languages and multilingual approach, so that the campaign would be accessible whether you're a young person curious about vaccines, a parent, a carer, a policymaker, or just someone with lived experience of chronic illness.
Apostolos, you've worked on health campaigns before. What felt different about this one? And what were the biggest challenges?
The biggest difference was that this campaign wasn't for the community. It was with the community. That sounds simple, but it changes everything. The community advisory panel didn't just approve what we created. They helped build it. They reviewed the scripts, they saved the visuals, and put their face and efforts in the content. The biggest challenge was time. Engagement takes time. Listening takes time. But that time is worth it because you end up with something people trust, relate to, and feel proud of.
Tanya, can you share a moment during this campaign that really stood out to you?
Yes, sure. During the video shoot in Barcelona, we gave each community panel member space to speak on camera about what inclusion meant to them. One of them said to me, "This is the first time I've been asked what I think, not just handed a brochure." That really moved me. It reminded me that engagement is about dignity, about showing people that they don't have to earn a seat at the table. They already deserve to be there. And when they are, the whole table is stronger.
Apostolos, what do you hope people take away from this campaign?
I hope people see that community engagement is not just a nice to have. It is essential. And it must be diverse. Gender diverse, culturally diverse, generationally diverse. We can't keep designing trials that exclude the very people we claim to serve. If this campaign helps other research projects think differently, if it gets one policymaker or one researcher to say, "Let's invite the community in now, not later," then we have succeeded. Because ultimately, inclusion leads to better research, and better research leads to better health.
Thank you so much. It has been a pleasure having you here. Also, a big thank you to all the people listening to us. We hope you enjoyed this journey together. Our podcast journey ends here, but if you are eager to learn even more about the RBD Cove project, visit www.rbdcov.eu and follow us on our social media channels. You can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn with the name RBDCOV. Thank you for staying with us. We hope you enjoyed the beginning of this journey. Join us on our next episode with Daniela Rojas Castro from the European AIDS Treatment Group. And if you want to find out more about the RBD Cove project, visit www.rbdcov.eu and follow us on our social media channels. You can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn with the name RBDCOV. See you next time.